Well, the drama just keeps on happening at Flushing Meadows regarding the US Open. Roger Rashid joins us. G'day, Rog.
How are you guys going? I was just thinking about that romantic weekend away.
Yeah, I was trying to remember one, actually. That's why I had that sort of pause.
Exactly. I didn't notice you didn't follow through that heavily on it.
I'm sure I've had them. I've had them somewhere, Rog. They were the days, Rog.
Exactly. That's when it was real.
Come on, Rog. Keep it real. Rafa kept it real. No one's surprised by his performance.
No, they're not. And because we just see, it's almost like just, looking at a photocopy, it just sort of comes out and just the same thing. It hits a repeat button when he turns up and you just know what you get. And I think when you look at someone like Diego Schwartzman, who's a really, pound for pound, really strong tennis player. He gives the ball an absolute crack. He's not physically the size of Rafa, but he's a strong, stocky player, really, really competent. But when you play Rafa over the three sets, you put all the energy in and you have to redline early. You can't just sort of work your way into a tennis match with this guy. So because it's such extreme pressure from the get-go. So physically, Rafa knows that he's like a heavyweight boxer, and he'll just eventually get you through the rounds. It doesn't matter when he gets you, but he knows that he will have his opportunity to get you physically and mentally. And so his job is just to throw the punches. And if you go with him, great. He's happy to absorb all of it, but he understands that there's not many people that can hang with him at that sort of speed, that ferocity throughout the course of the match. And he's hitting the ball really pure. I like his accuracy. I like the shots. When he's using his forehand down the line and opening the court up, he's really confident. And it's his to lose now, just with the guys that are in there. Only one other player's been to a semi-final, and that's Grigor Dimitrov. Been there twice in 14 at the Wimbledon, 17 at the US Open. But the Australian Open. But it's outside of that, there's not much sort of experience at this back end of the tournament for anyone else to take him out, I don't think.
Okay, so he wins the semi and he wins the final, but quickly, $1.48 Medvedev against your old charge mate, Dimitrov at $2.60. Who wins that?
I have to stick with my old charge, but they're going to knock each other out playing the match, I think.
Yeah,
but I'm going to go with Grigor.
Okay, $2.60. The women's semi-finals, mate. Serena's $1.28. And we've got against Svitolina.
Svitolina, yep. So, and look, I think Svitolina's beaten her once. That was in the 2016 Olympic Games. So she's one out of five. But I think Serena's, outside of losing a set early in the tournament, her other four tennis matches, she's only given up 15 games. She's too big on this court, too big in general. The serve dominates in her returning games. Such an improved asset now that I think it's, Svitolina's serve, especially her second serve, not going to be good enough. So I go to Serena.
Can we wade into the conversation? Let's assume Rafa wins this one. Goes to 19 yep. Grand Slam titles. Roger's got 20, Novak's got 16. And we know all the other great players.
Crazy numbers, by the way.
Yeah,
crazy.
Right. Okay. And it's not only that, it's the age at which they're doing it, especially quite obviously Roger Federer. Do we revisit this GOAT conversation, or does Rafa's, is it 10 or 12 titles 11. At 11 in at the French Open? Yeah, discount that.
No, it doesn't discount that at all. I mean, it obviously adds if he wins another US Open. I mean, as you said, 2019 and then 17 with Novak. I mean, it's crazy numbers. It does give Novak a bit of separation. I mean, Rafa a bit of separation. This is his best chance here. It's obviously going to be discussed all the time.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what those three think about it. But Roger's biggest disappointment is that if he had been able to get over that match, he had 2 days before he had to play this semi-finals match. So that's more the disappointment that Roger had losing that tennis match, that he wasn't able to find a way, because he would have had 2 days to actually recover and get ready. But it's fascinating these guys are still doing it. It's not fascinating. It's just it's one of those special times in sport.
Rog, which is the one out of those three that's most interested in their numbers? That their place in history is important to them.
I think Novak's Novak's putting it out there that he's chasing the numbers.
Yeah.
I don't think Roger and Rafa, I think they're they're different in the way they see the sport, if you know what I mean.
Right, you know, explain that.
I just feel like they're living in the moment. They know they've captured this enormous amount of majors. They've won. They've played these big matches. They've had the rivalry. They just know now they're part of the sport, the growth of the sport. They respect the sport for what the sports are giving them. I think numbers now don't really... Yes, look, the reality is that everyone's got an ego, right?
Yeah.
For sure. And there's no doubt they are chasing. But it's not going to be the end of the world for either of those two, I don't think. They'll just respect the fact that they've had the opportunity to be in that environment, where I think Novak's a bit more hungrier. He feels like he's always got a point to prove to the general public that I'm the best.
Right.
I think that's just the way they're cut. They're just cut from different cloths.
Okay.
Those two.
Yeah.
Watch the AFL last night?
I did watch the AFL.
Nick Natanui, he won't get suspended for
pushing that.
I mean, the bloke tugged his hair.
Yeah, you would hope not. I mean, I think, you know, there's definitely a little bit of, there's a little bit of leniency through finals campaigns. I think we see that in all the codes because there's, you know, the stakes are a bit high. But if you're getting suspended for that, I think the rules committee is doing the wrong thing. Yeah, they're not actually looking after the game the way they're not using the rules and the suspensions the way they should be used.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
See you, boys.
See you, Rog.
Great weekend.